poll, Democrats prefer defending Ukrainians over American border. By Neil Monroe on February 27, 2022. Almost two-thirds of Democrats believe that defending distant Ukraine from the Russian invasion is more important than defending America's border, communities, and workplaces from illegal migrants, according to a survey by Rasmussen Reports. 57% of Democrats say defending Ukraine against Russian invasion is more important to America's national interest than the alternative of defending the U.S. border against illegal immigration. The February 23 to 24 survey included 1,000 likely voters. In contrast, just 31% of Democrats favored defending the U.S. border, which is needed by their fellow citizens as they try to win good wages from employers, and as they try to buy decent housing near good schools. Ideological liberals were even more likely to favor the defense of Ukraine over the American border, by 67% to 17%, or 4-1. But GOP supporters favored defending the American border over Ukraine by 4-1, or 74% to 18%. Ideological conservatives reported a similar 75% to 17% split. Swing voters strongly backed the defense of U.S. borders by 56% to 33%. Latino and Asian voters picked the U.S. border defense over Ukraine by 63% to 28%. The poll also showed an economic divide. Just 31% of people who earn between $50,000 and $100,000 favored the defense of Ukraine, while 59% favored the defense of their own border. However, wealthier Americans split evenly, 46% for Ukraine, 50% for the U.S. border. The survey result matches other polls showing how ideological liberals are less willing to ally with ordinary Americans than with distant foreigners. This ideological preference for telescopic charity is very different from conservatives, who simultaneously sympathize with distant victims but also prioritize circles of people closer to home, first family, then relatives, neighbors, same county residents, and then fellow nationals. But this reluctance to defend their national border is tied to progressives' eagerness to use immigrants to help them win political supremacy over ordinary Americans. Since at least 1990, the federal government has tried to extract people from poor countries so they can serve U.S. investors as cheap workers, government-aided consumers, and high-density renters in the U.S. economy. That economic strategy has no stopping point, and it is harmful to ordinary Americans because it cuts their career opportunities and their wages while it also raises their housing costs. The federal government's wealth-shifting extraction migration policy is very unpopular, according to a wide variety of media-ignored polls. The polls show deep and broad opposition to labor migration and the inflow of temporary contract workers into jobs sought by young U.S. graduates. The opposition is growing, anti-establishment, multiracial, cross-sex, non-racist, class-based, bipartisan, rational, persistent, and recognizes the solidarity that Americans owe to one another.